The 2nd of July, 1860, Church of Santa Maria del Soccorso, Livorno. Giovanni Fattori marries Settimia Vannucci, born in Florence in 1833. Many years later, in 1903, he would recall that first love.
She was good, with a simple nature. She loved me very much, and I loved her. We met, and we loved each other.
He met her in a friend's house, where he was just passing through. He was young, cheerful, and a bit reckless. She returned his feelings, but her parents were opposed. So they thought about running away, not far, just within the city. And they lived together without the priest's blessing. Then cholera struck Florence.
It seemed to me an act of true cowardice to leave her alone in such a moment of danger. So I stayed.
When the storm had passed, they returned to Livorno. It was May 1859. Fattori introduced her to his family. She was warmly welcomed. Even though money was scarce,
I made heroic sacrifices, hiding my sufferings.
Their love endured, he wrote. One day, the turning point. Why don't you get married? Asked his family.
We looked at each other and fell into each other's arms. Yes.
It was a simple, quiet wedding without guests, celebrated in the Church of the Soccorso, which only a few years earlier had been completed after decades of work. A temple built as a vow to the Virgin during a fierce cholera epidemic, the same cholera that had already tested their love. And in that same church that witnessed their union, there are still the great altarpieces by some leading figures of the 19th century, such as Giuseppe Baldini and Enrico Palestrini, both of whom were Fattori's teachers. Fattori himself, years earlier, had competed to create a sacred work which, despite winning the bishop's approval, was never carried out due to lack of funds. Nevertheless, that great church still holds the echo of a private story, a story of love, courage, and art, the story of Giovanni and Settimia.